Hello?
Hello. Hi there. May I speak to James, please?
Sí.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just a few minutes, sir. I know
How
it's a
many
few
minutes?
long way, about 7 to 8, depending on how fast we move, sir.
Okay.
I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote?
100%.
Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100%, I will vote.
100%. Thank you, sir. Definitely vote. Okay, we have to match the answers that we are available.
Okay.
What is your age, please, for statistical purposes?
74.
74. Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you, sir.
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential elections on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated. Use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you, sir, to vote?
10.
10. Thank you. Regardless, you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you, sir. If I read a little bit too fast, let me know because I'm trying to save your time. I know it's important. Your time is important. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very, very dissatisfied. Thank you, sir. Okay, on which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose your top two issues. I will mention, starting with gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Which are the top two issues for you, sir?
Immigration and crime.
Okay, so it'd be immigration and border security, crime and violence, correct?
Yes.
Very well, sir. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the
About the same. Thank you so much.
Well, wait, let me take that back. I'm really fearful of inflation, so that means that my money's not going to go as far, so I guess it's
Getting
going to be
worse?
worse, I guess.
Okay, sure. Well, many people feel like that. Okay, very well. Let's continue. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you, sir. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Same rights. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you
All
have
right.
no opinion, however, or never heard of the person or organization, let me know so we enter the proper code. How do you
Okay.
feel about Donald Trump?
30.
30. Okay.
It
How
means
do you
I don't
feel
like him very much, right?
That's correct, sir. I mean, the closer you get to zero, the colder and most unfavorable you feel. Okay. How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
10.
That's cool, too. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
5.
5? Wow, we're chilling right now. Very well. How do you feel about this an organization, the NAACP? How do you feel about them?
60.
60, very well. Another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't really know that much about them.
You don't know them very well. We'll enter that you don't know.
Right.
How do you feel about Joe Biden?
0.
0. Very well. Very straight. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
90.
90. Okay. And how do you, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
50.
50. Thank you, sir. Let's move on quickly. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
West.
West? Okay.
Yes.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
About nationalism?
Yes, white nationalism.
Yeah, 50. Oh, I guess not worried.
Not worried. Not worried at all or not so worried?
Not worried.
Not at all?
Not at all, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, very well. Sure. Thank you so much. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The choices are strongly agree, somewhat agree. And on the other side, somewhat disagree or strong disagree, okay?
Okay.
First statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I don't think it's a big problem. I thought there was going to be 4 increments there. I agree strongly
so
a little bit.
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat agree.
Very well. Very well, sir. Next statement says the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat?
I think they're doing a lot. I guess my answer is I think they should protect them, but I think they're doing a lot right now. So
in your opinion, do you somewhat agree or strongly agree with the statement?
Somewhat agree, I guess.
Somewhat agree, very well.
Yeah.
Next statement says, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah. No, agree.
Strongly.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, very well. Next, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. How much do we agree with that? Strong or disagree with it, I mean? Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree. I live in a black community. I'm a white man. I live in a black community, and I don't really see it, and I don't think they see it either.
Correct. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, sir. We just want to know your opinion. That won't matter right now. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. Oh, wait. You didn't say illegal immigrants. You said immigrants,
no,
right?
No, immigrants, correct.
Yeah, immigrants, contribute.
So
not illegal immigrants, though.
No, it's not. It doesn't say that. I'm not supposed to add any further words. So you said immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Well, I'm going to say somewhat, because there's an implication there that they're talking about immigrants. There's an implication that they're talking about illegal immigrants.
Correct.
Otherwise, you know, we're all immigrants, right?
I'm not supposed to elaborate. I'm supposed to read 100%. Thank you, sir.
I get it. So somewhat agree.
Okay. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Agree or disagree?
I agree strongly.
I strongly agree. Very well, sir. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Disagree strongly?
Strongly disagree.
Very well. Almost there, sir. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat disagree.
This is support or oppose? Somewhat opposed?
I oppose, yeah.
Or
somewhat
strongly
opposed.
Or somewhat opposed. Very well, sir. Yeah. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us in mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, some people say America's strength is diversity. We are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, sir, B or A?
Yeah, so read A again.
A again. Sorry. Very well. Not a problem. Some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who come together.
You can stop it. I agree with A.
A, very well. And do you strongly agree with A or just somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Very well. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you think it is extremely important. 5 means you think it's somewhat important. And 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Do you consider that it's a very important issue for a democracy to survive?
10.
From 0 to 10. Very well.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same. How important is that for democracy to survive?
10.
10. The right to bear arms.
10.
10. Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
10. A commitment to Christian ideals.
2.
2. Okay. Immigration to this country. How important is that for a democracy to survive in this country? Immigration to this country.
5.
5. Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
10. Very well. Let's move on fast. After these two statements I will read to you, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority in the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. And we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement, sir?
3,
very well. Let's go to the second one. America's democratic institution have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How convincing is that statement? How much do you agree with it from 0 to 10?
0.
0, very well. Let's move on quickly and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you, sir.
10.
Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The highest year?
Yes.
Probably 15.
No, the last year of schooling. I mean, what is the highest degree that you have received from college?
Well, I've got an associate's degree, but I got 2 associate's degrees. So.
Okay. Okay, very well. So I will just enter postgraduate, okay? Would that be okay?
Okay. Well, not really. Postgraduate implies that you have a bachelor's degree, and I don't.
Oh, you don't have a, would I enter you at some college or vocational?
I have 2 associate's degrees. Associate is an undergraduate degree. Yeah.
Okay, very well. So I will enter you as a college graduate. Very well.
Okay, yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Well, kind of all of the above, but right now single, I guess.
Wow, you've been around. Very well. Okay. Myself, I've been pretty much the same. I've been around. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative. Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Very well. How often do you attend church or religious services? Is that twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Hardly ever or never.
Hardly ever, okay. How would you describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. Last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Yes? No. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable. Yes, sir. And your valuable.
I want to ask you a question. Who's conducting the survey? What are you conducting it for?
Well, that's the information that is not provided to us. So, we keep the survey clean.
But when you called me, told you're going to say an opinion poll for something, though. What is it?
No, the name of the company who runs the survey is National Opinion Service. But who is paying for the survey? We don't get that information. Thank you so much.
I can tell. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.